when I'm trying to have a healthy adult relationship, I'm held back by what you failed to do. And now I have to spend time healing what I didn't break. Mom, Dad, I empathize with your experience, your unknowing, your ignorance, your miseducation. I say it respectfully. And even you giving it your best shot. And now I'm also making space for my experience. And the truth is, I'm angry at you for the emotional neglect.
I am Taylor Chandler. I'm a licensed therapist, host of this podcast, Boundaries and Grace, and leader of my practice, Reattach. My mission is to help you shift to secure attachment, uprooting anxiety and avoidance, replacing with clarity and peace. You will shift.
Daddy or mommy issues is sort of cliche, but it's cliche for a reason because it's such common knowledge that so many people have problems with their parents. But it's often mocked or minimized rather than taken seriously. One of the top 10 issues that shows up consistently in my practice with every client, whether immediately or eventually, is anger towards their parent or parents. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I specialize in helping people shift from insecure to secure attachment style. Most times when someone's talking about your attachment style, they're talking about it in the context of your present relationships. Like, how are your relationships going now? But your relationship with your parents is the most major indicator, the most significant indicator of how your relationships later are going to go. So if relationships are unsatisfying, problematic, or toxic now, then it's most likely that your relationship with your parents was unsatisfying, toxic, or problematic back then. Or even still today. In my case, I'm dealing with people with insecure attachment. So when I'm saying problematic, I'm talking about relationships, for example, where someone keeps investing into someone who's emotionally unavailable. Or maybe a relationship where one person is overcompensating and the other person is underperforming. Or hot and cold dynamics where one person is chasing and the other is withdrawing, and then they switch places. When the one who's withdrawing finally turns around and comes close, then the one who was chasing turns around and goes away. I'm talking about relationships and insecure attachment, relationships where one person is always saving the other person who is always drowning. I'm talking about where one person is always giving and the other person is always taking. I'm talking about those kinds of relationships. Those are manifestations of insecure attachment. The manifestation of insecure attachment, what it looks like in a person or what it looks like in the world, is a symptom of a larger and deeper and older issue than what you see on the surface or what you see in the present time. The root cause always traces back to the parents. The way you attach now is not all the parents' responsibility, but the way you related to your parents and the way they related to you is a big share of the pie. A big piece of the puzzle. The way parents parent directly affects how a child grows to express love, desire, fear, and pain, and directly affects how the child interprets love, desire, fear, and pain when interacting with others. When parents fail to provide an environment that is safe, nurturing, consistent, and responsive, a child develops distorted ideas about the conditions required for healthy love. In other words, as an adult, I end up accepting what is unacceptable and I give or hold back when it's not appropriate. In even shorter words, I misread signs of danger, emotional danger, and I misread signs of safety. Today, I want to speak to what happens when you become aware of these connections. The part of your journey where you become aware that your parents had a lot to do with this. The part of your process where anger is coming up for you, where you've become angry or furious towards them. When you realize what they did and did not do and how that impacts your relationships today. I want to highlight 5 reasons that you or someone you know might be angry at their parents. You may not resonate with all of them. This isn't a diagnosis. It's not a test. The purpose of this video is to give language to really uncomfortable, negative, unfortunate, unfair, painful, harmful experiences that you may have had. people are so often silent about anger towards parents for three big reasons. Number one, you haven't given yourself permission to feel this way towards them. Or two, you've tried to express these feelings, but they've been minimized or shut down, or you've been shamed, like you're not supposed to feel this way about your mother or your father. Three, you didn't even notice that these feelings were in you, but they've been manifesting in your life in subconscious ways. That isn't always in expressive ways. It can also be in repressive ways, like becoming emotionally constricted or silent when you really want to speak up. Let's get into those five reasons that you're angry at your parents, and then I will share a bit about what you can do about it. I'm gonna talk about these five reasons in first person. Let's see what lands for you. Number one, you neglected me emotionally. I didn't just need a place to live or food to eat. There was more that I needed emotionally, like your validation, your attention, and your approval. I needed to know that you wanted me, that you loved me, that you were interested in me. I needed your emotional support. I feel uncomfortable and guilty saying it, but I'm realizing more and more how true it is. I love you and I'm angry at you at the same time. It's made me wonder if you even wanted to be a parent. I mean, if you were gonna have a kid, then shouldn't you do everything that that child needs to be taken care of, including taking care of their emotional needs? I wanted you to do not just what you wanted to do, but what you should do. Not just what you're used to doing, but there's a part of me that feels like you should have tried to learn how to do things better. I couldn't have done it when I was a child. I couldn't have done it without you. And since you didn't do it, now I have to pick up your slack. I've considered that we are in a different time and in a different generation, but the deficit that I feel still hurts. When I'm trying to have a healthy adult relationship, I'm held back by what you failed to do. And now I have to spend time healing what I didn't break. Mom, Dad, I empathize with your experience, your unknowing, your ignorance, your miseducation. I say it respectfully. And even you giving it your best shot. And now I'm also making space for my experience. And the truth is, I'm angry at you for the emotional neglect. Number two, you lack accountability. Mom, Dad, as I'm starting to become aware of how childhood has impacted my life now, I try to bring it to your attention and you deflect and deny. This is what makes me think you're a narcissist. I feel gaslit constantly. You act like, or you tell me that I'm making things up or like it wasn't that bad. I have selective memory or I'm too sensitive. But I know what happened to me and I know how it feels. I'm starting to trust myself. So it infuriates me when you treat my experience like it's not real. The times where you do agree on a fact that happened, you still find it nearly impossible, if not impossible, to validate what my experience is of that fact. It's like I have to beg you. You want me to take full responsibility for my life, but you won't take full responsibility for the impact that you've had on my life. I'm angry at your lack of accountability. Number three, you don't respect me as an adult. When I set boundaries, you ignore them or impede on them. Like I ask you to stop talking to me in a certain way and you won't stop. Or I ask you to stop coming by unannounced, you keep popping up. I ask you to stop telling my business and you keep telling it. I share my thoughts and feelings about things and you dismiss me and do not consider me enough. I share about what I'm thinking or about decisions that I'm considering or I've already made and you criticize me or cast doubt on me. I'm starting to keep more and more things to myself. I am your child and I am also an adult. It frustrates me when you treat me like I don't have a say. I feel suffocated and I feel helpless. I am angry about how you so flippantly disrespect me. In other places in my life, I might not have trouble getting respect or feeling like I have some autonomy and even some authority in the rooms that I walk in. But when I talk to you, I feel helpless. I feel small. I feel powerless. I constrict. I feel disrespected. And I'm angry about that. number four. You don't help me as an adult. It's like I have to do everything on my own. You're aware of me, but you don't engage me. When I'm hurting or in need, you are under-responsive. If you're not going to help me now, you should have prepared me better when I was younger. I struggle with feeling entitled and immature for wanting more guidance and parenting from you while also feeling like I have a legitimate right to your help because you brought me into this world. I didn't ask to be here. And I know people say that sometimes and it's like they're joking, but sometimes I'm really serious and it really pisses me off that I didn't ask to be here and yet you brought me here. And it feels to me like if you were going to decide that I was going to be here, then shouldn't you do everything that someone could do or should do? Shouldn't you even want to do more to help me to have a better life? And yet now that I'm an adult, it's like you want me to take full responsibility for my life, and yet I feel unprepared. And then when I try to come to you about what I've been unprepared for, then you won't even help me. I'm just confused. I feel like I am drowning. And it's like I see you on the dry land, yet I'm in an empty ocean. And it's like you're looking at me and you either have eyes on me and you're not doing anything about it, or you don't even care enough to look. I didn't ask to be here. It's your fault that I'm here. And when I'm struggling, I'm on my own. And there's something about that that feels unfair to me. And I know I might sound entitled, and I know that I might sound like a brat. No one owes me anything, but there's just something in me that feels like because you are my parent, it's like there should have been an agreement, whether or it's explicit or implicit. I feel like there's an implicit agreement because you are my parent. I thought that you were supposed to help me. There's something about me being your child at whatever age that there's something in me that feels like that still wants you to be my parent. And I struggle with feeling entitled and immature while also experiencing this as a real emotion. I'm conflicted about you getting older. Part of me wants you to feel the impact of you being so disconnected and disengaged with me. Part of me wants you to leave you to figure out your elder care for yourself. Part of me imagines, who is this? Part of me imagines that when I get the call that says that you need me, part of me fantasizes about telling you no. Ooh. And then there's another part of me that wants you to appreciate me. And there's a part of me that fantasizes about taking care of you in a way that I wish you would care for me. I don't want you to take over my life and do my life for me. And at the same time, I yearn for your support. And sometimes I really do need help, or I need a break, or I need a hug, or I need money. And I'm angry that the two people that I should have been able to ask do not have what I need or will not give it to me simply because I am your child. I feel like I gotta jump through hoops for you to lend me a hand. And again, I know that I might sound entitled, and I know that I might sound like a brat, and I know that no one's supposed to owe me anything, but right now I want to give breath to the experience that I'm having of you as your adult child that still wants to know that you are my parent and still wants to experience you as my parent. And even when I can and will do for myself, there's still a part of me that wants to know that if I was on the brink of collapse, or if I was homeless, or if I was breaking down, that if I called you, that you would let me in. And there's a part of me that doesn't trust that you would open up your door, whatever that means. Even when I'm superficially thriving, I am emotionally lonely. Because even in your physical presence, I feel like you don't feel me. Like you're not really there. I'm angry that you closed yourself off to me like this. Number five, you don't think there's anything wrong. I'm angry that you don't think that there's anything to fix. I'm angry that it seems like I have to choose between repressing my emotions or cutting you off. I'm angry that it seems like I have to choose between being my authentic self everywhere and choosing to be smaller somewhere in your house. I'm angry at myself for becoming so enlightened about this problem, because now that I can see it, I can't unsee it. It's one thing for you to hear this from me. It's another thing for me to feel it. I wish I could go back to being ignorant and blind sometimes. I'm angry that I feel this responsible for myself and others. I'm angry that now that I'm trying to be in healthy relationship, that stuff with you is coming up and you can't even acknowledge that it happened. Can't meet me emotionally in the moment. I wish I could go back to being ignorant and blind sometimes. Who am I talking to? I'm angry. I'm angry that there's something in me that won't let me be a deadbeat or a scrub or a bum. I'm angry that I'm the emotionally intelligent one and I'm supposed to be the child. And I'm angry that in a room full of all y'all Generation Xers, I'm angry that you all, as the older adults, didn't take more leadership. I'm angry that it's me that has to be the captain of this ship. I'm the emotionally intelligent one around a bunch of emotional dummies. I say it respectfully. I'm talking about our EQ. I'm talking about the fact that I'm angry that I have developed myself in such a way that now I've got the team on my back. And not only is it heavy, but you don't even acknowledge what I'm doing. I'm angry that you don't see the value in therapy. I'm angry that me getting healthier means that I get more uncomfortable around you. I'm angry about that. I'm angry that I still want to see you for the holidays and I still want my kids to have a relationship with you. I have so many conflicted feelings about you. I'm angry that if you die, I'm going to care. And I'm angry that while you're living, I feel like I have more problems. And sometimes I wish that you would die. Not because I want you dead, but because I just feel like it would be easier somehow. I'm angry that you bring out this very dark part of me, and I'm angry that I'm still hopeful that something might change. I'm angry that I tell myself to give it up and to accept the way that you are, but I feel like I still have this idea that maybe you'll make a turn for the better, that maybe you'll finally take me seriously, and I'm angry with myself. When I think about how much I love you and how much I care and how much I'm willing to do for us, and I feel like I'm doing it by myself. And I'm angry that when you do try to open up and talk to me, and when you really are ready to listen, I'm so angry that then I don't even want to talk. And I know that that might not seem fair, but I want to be honest. I have these conflicted feelings. I want you to feel me and I want you to get it. And at the same time, I'm so tired of explaining it. I feel like I'm in between a rock and a hard place, because if I go towards you, I'm afraid that you can't receive me. And when you come towards me, I'm so angry that I want to push you away. I have mixed feelings about you. And today, I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm not going to try to resolve it. I'm going to allow myself finally to touch my anger, to make contact with my anger. I'm angry. Okay, y'all. That's our five. Okay. How are you? How are you doing? Experiencing neglect, rejection, abandonment, and all the different kinds of forms that can come in, experiencing emotional neglect makes someone angry. It makes children angry. They learn to explode when they don't get what they want, or they learn to implode and keep it to themselves. And then we carry on that coping strategy, coping with not getting the emotional, or coping with not getting our emotional needs met. And we learn how to cope with that in negative, dysfunctional ways. We lash out or we repress. We get big dog or we go under. Okay. So the first thing, first order of business is just acknowledging, letting yourself become aware of and accepting of your negative feelings, especially anger, rage, fury, okay? And letting that be real. Then we want to be able to effectively digest that feeling, process through that feeling. What does that mean? After you're making contact, are we able to make sense out of it? Can we make meaning out of it? Can I articulate how I relate to those experiences? It's not now a feeling that I have to compartmentalize to such a degree that it becomes repressed and put away and stale and congested in me. Or the alternative, immediately trying to expel it, trying to get that feeling, trying to get away from that feeling as quickly as possible. Sometimes that means that you're pouring it out onto someone else. Sometimes it comes through the form of substance abuse, drinking and smoking, trying to get away from the thoughts, the feelings, that emotional experience. Sometimes it comes in the form of abusing sex, okay? Or other people in whatever other kind of way, abusing money, overspending. So those are examples, a couple of examples, basically trying to expel the negative feeling as quickly as possible so that you can get away from it. When we lack the skills to be able to manage and tolerate those negative experiences. So we want to be able to do that, build up our stress tolerance, build up our resilience without having to deny what your experience is, being able to actually confront what has happened and what hasn't happened that has helped you to feel the way that you do now. Down the road, then you're getting to things like forgiveness and really learning how to integrate your real self in with other people who aren't able to meet you emotionally, who aren't able to satisfy your emotional needs. Sometimes that means it's suggesting boundaries in the relationship. In other cases, there might need to be complete cutoffs. I am not giving you direction on either of those things. I'm not giving you direction on what exactly to do for your situation, but we can talk about that one-on-one. Fill out the form that's in the description, because context always matters. And I do not recommend that you take any advice on the internet about what or what not to do with your family members or with your spouse, okay, without actually talking to someone who's qualified to help you to work through what is the best, healthiest decision for you. Okay, so quick recap, make contact by acknowledging, accepting that anger is normal and real. And it's expected when in cases of emotional neglect. Then we want to be able to learn the skills of processing, digesting those emotions so that they're able to come through you and they don't get stuck. And then you'll be able to make more clear, conscious decisions about boundaries, about forgiveness, about the way that you want to communicate or not communicate with people who have hurt you this way in the past and who still might be doing it today. Okay, so this video is to give language, and I hope that some people feel validated for the emotional experience that you're having as you've been reflecting on your childhood and how that's impacting you today. If you need help with that, I hope you reach out, share this video with someone who might need it. And I would love to hear in the comments anything that did resonate with you, any questions that you have, or any follow-up videos, any content that you would like to see me do about this topic. Y'all, thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you next time. Bye, y'all.
Quick reminder, I am on YouTube, so you can watch the episodes there. The link is in the description. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss anything. See you next week.